Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach, Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind, so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you and has for you to build the big business. Now, listen, we're coaching you here Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you've not done this already, go ahead and share this call with other people. They can dial in to 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. We are here in a new series with smack dab in the middle. I mean, time is just definitely not waiting for anyone. And as we're moving through this series, I am just so grateful to just be in the kingdom and just grateful to God that the revelations that he gives, and then through even some of your commentary and participation, the confirmation that he gives that we have to do this every day. And today, as we start moving through confronting your fears, because your bright future is on the other side of your fear, I hope that you guys are really, really, really using this window for implementation and execution. There is a very prosperous window open for all of us as believers right now, but we have to push through our fears, as the fears have been one of the biggest enemies to success for people for generations upon generations. I want you to think about, as we go to the Lord on today, on how many of our ancestors, some of them have never confronted or conquered their fears, and many times we can repeat that and never change the next generation to come. And so on today, as we are calling out to God, we have to mean it. Because our bright future does not mean just for us. It's for people who come after us. We can teach them something different about what to do with fear. And as we are extracting fear and replacing it and depositing more faith, we can continue to press on towards a brighter future. Let's go to the Lord. Father God, we come before you on this day you've made, and we're so joyous. We're glad we're here another day. We don't want to go days without acknowledging that you are the one who's given us the air to breathe. Because you've given us that air to breathe, you've also given us the power, the authority to conquer our fears. Father God, on today, let your Holy Spirit take full reign here at Power Start Today. Let us be in full deposit of your Spirit, opening ourselves up, being courageous enough to let go of those things, of the former days that have held us back thus far. We are so grateful, Father God, for your grace and your mercy on today. As your Holy Spirit come in like a flood, let your servant decrease as he increase. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that your people are being courageous enough to put the fears to the side, to go out and complete the assignment that you've given us to uplift, empower, equip your people to their next level. As we are removing every doubt and replacing it with every truth that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We're renewing our minds on today, and we're going to walk with you. As we are in full belief that as long as you are with us, you are much more than the world against us. We thank you. We honor you. We seal this prayer with the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, family. You want to come in the queue on this one here. We got two scriptures for you on today. We're going to come out from 1 Romans 12:2 because sometimes we go to sleep with the same drama and fear situations and wake up with the same ones. And so we have to be reminded of what we must do every single day. And then we're also going to be in the book of Isaiah, chapter 41, verse 13. And let's go on and read the word and hear how can you literally confront and deal with your fears. There are so many scriptures on dealing with fear, and we know that fear is definitely of the flesh. It's not of the spirit, and we know that fear, if it's of the flesh, is always in combat with the spirit. But we, as human beings, when the angels say, but what is man, you have to understand that God is saying we have the choice to choose his spirit, choose to believe what he has told us in the spirit, and then it will be no problem, it will be no challenge for you to worship and walk in faith. So let's talk about Romans 12:2, and it says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. All I need you to know is that the perfect will of God is for you to do well, but you got to play by his rules. I want us to go to Isaiah 41:13 because, family, I have been in some places in my life that even sometimes I'm like, God has given me amnesia to those situations. It'll take me, because the faith has replaced so many of the fears, it's like it's sometimes foggy for me to remember. I would think, and I try to go back in pictures of my mind, in my mind, of the person, that person that was facing so many fears. And then it's like I look at myself today and I'm like, is that the same person? Maybe the same body, but not the same person. I need somebody to hear me on when you read this scripture with us, Isaiah 41:13, it says, for I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, will help you. Now, when this scripture is identifying to you that God is going to take you specifically by your right hand, where there is blessings, where there is power. As a matter of fact, with God right hand, that means the power of blessing. You can't lose. And you will acknowledge that that is the Lord your God. Wherever there is some janky relationship with God, you'll always have more fear. And so I'm not trying to tell you that fear is just going to leave you, walk away from you, or what have you, in order for you to go out and do these great exploits in the name of God. Most of us are still saying that with our mouth, but in our mind, we're still wanting to do these great exploits in our own name. Still want God to hold the right hand and give us all of his power. I need you to confront these fears, replace it with faith that God will, can, and has taken your right hand. For you to even be able to dial in on this line is proof that you've been things, and you might be even in the midst of some things right now, but I need you for one moment to just tell God thank you for the things that you've been through. And do you know that even if you are in another storm right now, one storm had to end. You had to come out of one even just to go into another one. That's the reason why each and every day I have to count it all joy. You know, over these last few days, I've been faced with people dealing with major fears. And I have to have empathy and compassion. I would never be so much so that like you're relevant to you or they're not real enough to deal with them. But at some point in time, we got to stop trying to pull out of thin air clear strategy. Just like I train you how to have clear strategies to win in network marketing, you have to have a clear strategy on how to deal with fear. The first thing is you got to renew your mind daily because you got to be working your business daily. It's called daily method of operation. Daily method of operation. And part of your daily method of operation and starting out with your cash calendar is starting it with God so you can renew your mind. Miss Jackson can tell you all she knows, and it still won't be all that God knows. I need you to begin to see yourself in a higher level of esteem, only in the idea of not that you're bigger and badder than somebody else, but I need you to start looking at yourself the way that God sees you. And understand that he designed you to conquer the fears. Many of these have been tests that on the other side is your bright future. On the other side is your breakthrough. And you sitting there idle, meaning not moving, waiting on someone to rescue you. They're not coming. Did you hear what I said? They're not coming. God has even designed it that they are not coming. And they are so wrapped up in their own fears, their own situations. So what you need to do is reach out that right hand, take God's right hand, and get up and go do something about your fears. You know what I do about my fears? Keep going to work where God is at work. That has been the antidote to any fear to say, if I'm working where you're working, God, with and on your people, no matter what is coming up against me, you will deal with it. Because I'm not on my own agenda, I'm on your agenda. Try that. Times when you're dealing with your fears, you're dealing with your own agenda. You're so far off of God's agenda. If you were to look at your business, we're talking kingdom business, that you just wake up to go make impact in the name of the kingdom, you will never be afraid. It doesn't matter who you're talking to. The message may not have to change. Maybe the dialect changed, but the message does not have to change that you're clear, that you're here to help. Who will be able to hear your heart? Not all of what you try to do to convince them out of your head, and it would be easy for you to convert people and have people join you, join your team, join the movement. Many of y'all, this is very far off because you've never been trained in such a way. You've never been trained to be in full alignment with God and go out and do big business. Ages, it appeared to be a mismatch with God and business. like one don't go with the other. I can't speak for anyone or everyone else, but God has everything to do with where I am and what I do in business. It is the biggest key to my success that has unlocked all the other doors. Try that. If nothing else has ever worked for you before, try making God the biggest key to your success and watch the doors open. As a matter of fact, the doors will open that no man can shut. I want you to get out of the box and try something you've never tried before. Try something that your ancestors have never tried before. I want you to try something, do something that you've never thought you could do. But this time, do it with God. For those of you who feel like, you know, even something as small as showing up to a training or as small as what have you, anything you can do is what's safe. If I can stay in my house and just use my little phone or my computer or my iPad and I ain't got to go nowhere, I ain't got to do nothing, especially I ain't got to spend no money, I'm all in. What about giving something? Like more of myself? Like I just want to be deposited into. I don't want to make no deposits. I just want to make withdrawals. I don't want to make no deposits. I just want to make withdrawals. Because you're fearful that you don't have enough. But the word said that his grace is all sufficient. You have everything you need. You just have not confronted the fear so you can go. So you can walk into your brighter future. Let's open up the calls on this morning. I know a lot of you guys said you're going to be at our event synergy. I'm telling you, don't miss it. Don't miss it. I think my project manager said, I don't know, I think we were like either 85 or 90% sold out or something like that right now, and the numbers are rising. But still, that means there's some people. It'll always be the people who need it the most, they're the ones the last to register. Stop abusing yourself and stagnating your success and the future of you and your family. Make a deposit into your future and get in the atmosphere where there is overflow to your house. Fear will keep you in scarcity. You in scarcity. You know what? Not enough for you, not enough for nobody else. We're going to open up this call line this morning. Good morning. We're going right here. Let's pray this works here. 716, last four, 8616. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Nicola. This is Savita from Niagara Falls. I just thank God because I have been conquering my fear, and I have been basically putting this fear in front of me and challenging it, just like David did Goliath. And so yesterday, I was obedient. The Lord had me to do something on Craigslist, and because of my obedience, and he told me, I want you to go through another door. It's not going to be through this door here, but I had to go through a back way. And I had been contemplating this for weeks. And yesterday, I finally, out of obedience, I did it. And the response that I had got from it, I said, Lord, thank you. And so it was for me to open up my home for women. and because I know God has another place for me to go. And so fear was keeping me back. Oh, you don't want no one in your home. You know, you don't want nobody this. And the Lord said, this on your mailbox, it says God's house. The reason you did not lose your home when it was in foreclosure was because you prayed for this house, and I told you that whatever I bless can't no man take. And so I'm still here 21 years later. And I thank God because he's been showing me that my faith and his word and my belief, and I had to stand on that to see the salvation of the Lord. And I still deal with certain things, but I'm going to conquer those too. And I just thank God because that was the biggest thing of me stepping out and saying, okay, Lord, well, where am I going to go? And he let me know, don't worry about that because I have a place for you. I just need you to be obedient and do what I told you to do. And you will see the fruit of this. And so I'm thankful and I'm grateful. Every morning I've been getting up, and like I said yesterday, sitting at the feet of God. And I'm like, Lord, I thank you because I'm hearing him and I have more clarity. I'm not listening to all these other voices in my head and other people. And I'm like, Lord, I thank you. I thank you. And I am totally, totally grateful. Totally grateful.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Walking in purpose. You know, even being there when someone is in fear and being able to guide them, or even better yet, be an example. Do you understand that even you approaching people you don't know is confronting your fears, and eventually they will remember you taught them how to confront their fears? I am telling you right now, it's so powerful on what's beginning to happen in the lives of people who I am noticing is stepping out on this call. I'm seeing this. I want us to let a lot of people in on today. There's a lot of people in the queue. I'd love for you to share on this morning. Where are you? Where are you? Good morning. That's 478 last 42157. Good morning. Where are you on this fear deal?
Hello,
what's
Dr.
going on? God bless
good morning,
you.
Doctor.
Good morning.
I'm in a storm right now. But I hear you. I do. I truly hear you. I'm gonna come out on the other side. I slipped back into, you know, some of the fears that I let go, and the best thing for me to do is to pray about it and to keep listening to you, and I thank you. Thank you for allowing us to be here. Thank you for pouring into us every day. Thank you for not giving up on us. Thank you.
My God. I want you guys to know, if I can count, I don't even like count. If I were to be able to count how many storms I was smack dab in the middle of me dialing into Power Starts Your Day. And each day that goes by as I continue to press through, how many storms I've been through 473 episodes is where we are. How many times I might have been smack dab in the storm. Sometimes something was hitting me right before I dial in. Because I trust the Lord. I don't even trust myself as much as I trust God. And I'll tell him, you take the steering wheel. I'm just doing what you told me to do. And those many times those episodes will be the ones where people will text me or hit me up in Facebook and say, oh, my God, I need that, I need that, I need that. What if I didn't show up? How many places are you guys not showing up where people needed you desperately to show up? Sometimes we are changing lives and sometimes we're saving lives. You don't know the difference until you push through every fear and make it happen anyway. God bless you, King. Good morning, 817, last 46594. Good morning. Good morning, 817-6594. Okay, you want to whisper. Okay, good morning, 615-3673. Good morning. Good morning. Can you guys hear me okay? What's going on, I think? 973 last 49242. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. How are you?
Good morning.
Can you
God bless you, Queen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, great. Yeah, this is it's a difficult period for me as well, and I hate to dwell on it. And even half the time, I sit in silence. But last night, God said, "Open your mouth," and the moment I did, what I was feared, you know, was dealing with, it was such a calm, and I was like, oh. You know, doing it your way is a little bit different. So, and, you know, because of so many past things that has happened to me, it put me in a passive thing. It was all, oh, no, it's okay, it's fine. It's okay, it's fine. And that's one of my favorite, no, it's okay, it's fine. And it means I'm literally dying inside because I'm, you know, losing who I'm becoming. So I am absolutely grateful that you constantly talk to God on our behalf.
So when you're saying it's okay, it's fine, it's not fine.
Right. Right. Absolutely. And I will do that not to deal with conflict.
Mm-hmm. Not to confront,
exactly. And so now it's like, listen, God, Jehovah Gabor is on your side, and that's our warm God, you know. And that's who I keep hearing. Like, girl, you got this. I got you. So that's where I am currently, and I'm letting him be exactly who he is in this moment. He's still Jehovah Jireh. He's still Jehovah Nisi. He's still Jehovah Sikkenu. But right now, for me, he's Jehovah Gabor.
So, so what does that mean for you? How are you going to transcend that the great I am is having grace and mercy on you, even when we'll say that, oh, your way is always better, but we don't want to do it your way. That's a merciful God.
Exactly.
That's grace at the 10th degree. That even how many times we don't show up right, and the moment we say, oh, the light bulb goes off and we do it your way, he still show up. I want you to write down that God's way is always better. You need to write that down. God's way is always better.
All right, I'm parking the car.
Not sometimes better. It's always better. Anytime we finally start speaking truth, but we're not living it, you need to write that down. There's levels, anything, everything. 1 minute someone can know the truth, then they can speak the truth, now live it. How God gave us a mouth, but you letting people muzzle you. For truth, if you're not using it to hurt anybody, you're using it to help people, it's affecting your legacy. Is affecting your future. I need everyone on the line to get that. You're walking with fear, but not walking out faith. It's affecting how you're living. It's affecting how your children are living and will live. Kids are going to believe about God. Through you. The same way I train you guys that in your network marketing business, that people get an idea of the possibilities and what the company is about, what the team is about, what the culture is about through the person that's closest to them, you. The same way that us who open up our mouth and our kids watch us throw our hands up in church and some of us lay it out flat and they watch how you're living. They watch what you're doing. They can understand. They see more and understand more, because I know when I was a kid, I saw and understood much more than my parents thought I did. They didn't give me enough credit that I understood at the level I did. We have to be congruent with what our kids see, they hear us say. Let's go, family. Let's go out there and go make some impact. Let's go make some impact. Let's go make some impact.